Hey, Rose Petal Journal family. What's going on, ladies? So recently, I have been posed the question about how do you move on after breakups, after divorce, after, you know, a dating fiasco gone wrong? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. As you guys know, I have been married, I am divorced, I am a single mother of two children, I am a boy mom, and so I've also dated, you know, after divorce, and had found that in my dating, I had so much to learn before I could actually say that I want to find a, or that I can successfully have a great relationship. So moving on past that hurt, that pain, because I have been in the position to where I was verbally, mentally, spiritually, abused, and it doesn't feel good. It hurts. So I know that a lot of people struggle with trying to move past that, that hurt, and don't know how to exactly heal those wounds. And honestly, it's not going into another relationship. It's not looking for another person. It's truly looking for you. After my divorce, I decided to move to a different state. And I followed my dream from when I was a teenager. Y'all, I decided to, packed me and my children up. I needed a break. I needed to go find Lauren. And in finding Lauren, I found my strength. I found the abilities to cope, to soothe those wounds instead of reopening them. And one way that I did that was by finding my way in my relationship with the Lord. That was the pinnacle of my healing, because I had to learn how to forgive myself for my mistakes or for the decisions that I've made. Now, I know that that was something that was so hard for me to do, because I would blame myself for just even having kids with this man, you know? Like, God, I wish I would have picked a different father. I wish I would have waited to try and get married. I wish I would have taken my time. I wish I would have had better self-esteem. I wish I would have had more confidence in myself. I wish I would have you know, finish school before trying to have children. I wish I would have, you know, that was the basis of everything. What if, what if, what if? What if I had done it this way? What if I had, you know, waited? What if I had, you know, had just anything? And I had to quickly realize that I had to forgive myself and know that, no, it's not all my fault. You know, we believed in something better. We believed that he was the one. We believed that he was going to be there. We believed that he was going to treat us right. We believed all of that. And unfortunately, a lot of the times we just make wrong choices. But life is about choices, it's about chances, and it's about what we do with it. But one thing that we can't do is just dwell in the pity of our decisions and stay there. Now, I had to learn how to forgive myself, but I also had to learn how to forgive him for me. Not for him. But for me, so that I can release all of that bitterness, that anger, that hurt, that frustration, that, oh, I can't stand your behind. Yeah, I had to release that, because I'm gonna tell you, like, I couldn't stand even, like, just even the thought of that man just made me want to throw up. Now, I don't know about you or if you've ever experienced that, but that's how I felt. Now, I was just like, God, just even thinking about the man just makes me want to throw up. And I'm just grateful that neither one of my kids look like him. So, you know, I mean, they look like me. They look so much like me. It's crazy and funny. So I just count that as a blessing. But to, you know, to piggyback off of just that forgiving of him is to release that person from your heart, to release that control that they have over your emotions. Now that is so key, because when you forgive them for you, you release all of that control of the pain that they have or that's associated with them from you. Now that is so key in your healing process. First, forgiving you, forgiving yourself, then forgiving them for you to be free. Saying, you know what? I'm no longer giving that person control over my emotions, my feelings, how I feel about myself, how I love myself, how I look in the mirror, how I view my children, how I view my life. I'm no longer giving that person that freedom or that control over my life. Never. And that's when you release it. And that's when you truly start to heal in that process of moving on. Moving on. This podcast is about moving on and learning how to move on. And like I said, you first got to forgive you. It's okay. That big, beautiful heart of yours, it made a mistake. It was a misjudgment. But you can't hold yourself captive to that decision. You can't hold yourself captive to the fact that you may have had children with the wrong person. It happens every day. You're not the first person. You won't be the last, baby. You can't hold yourself captive to the fact that you may have been in domestic violence. You have to forgive yourself. You can't hold yourself captive to crying every day or just not knowing what to do. You cannot do that to yourself. Because I know what that feels like. I know how stuck you feel when you feel like you can't move. Like you can't move on, because that pain, that hurt, that unforgiveness that you have for yourself, not even just them, but for yourself and the decisions that you've made and how you feel like, oh my God, I feel like such a failure. I feel like I failed my kids. I feel like I failed myself. I haven't finished the things. I haven't done the things that I wanted to do. I wanted life to be much better than this. My marriage or relationship was supposed to be better than this. I'm supposed to have a beautiful life with roses and a house and all this other stuff. And it didn't happen that way. And it's okay. But that still does not mean that it's not meant for you. And that's something that I had to learn and realize that it's for me too. I am meant to be loved. I was created to be loved by God. And that He has someone that is for me too. And He may not have come to me yet. And He may just be getting prepared for somebody that's like me and that's like you. But part of that moving on is forgiving yourself and stop beating yourself up about it. and live freely. Because when you beat yourself up about it, when you constantly think about how wrong you've done things, the decisions that you've made, everything like that, you weigh yourself down. You cause depression upon yourself. Self-pity upon yourself. And it's not a good feeling. It's not something that you want to continue to do. And it hurts. And it constantly reopens those wounds. So, forgive yourself. Say, I forgive me for the decisions that I may have made. They do not shape my world. They are behind me. And better is before me. And I can create whatever it is that I want to see in my future. But it starts with me forgiving me. And I let myself loose from that pain. Next, forgive whoever it is that hurt you, so that you cannot be controlled by those same emotions that hurt you over and over. Let it go. Forgive them for you, so that anytime somebody says something, or the thought, or you see something that reminds you of them, it no longer hurts. It no longer has control over your emotions. You don't get worked up about it. You're not getting frustrated or mad or sad or upset. It no longer bothers you, because it no longer has control over your heart, your mind, your emotions. And it doesn't disrupt your spirit. So moving on is about reconnecting with who you are. And I reconnected with God in the process. And He healed my heart so tremendously that I just feel so beautiful. I feel light. I pray, I meditate. I just enjoy the freedom of not ridiculing myself for my decisions. Did I take responsibility for them? Absolutely. But I also don't sit around just constantly beating myself up with words or thoughts that stifles me being able to move forward in life. And I dang on sure ain't sitting around thinking about what they did either. I let it go. And I moved on with my life. And I've learned to love me so freely. And to not allow anything or anyone, not even me, to be the cause of my own pain. So ladies, in moving on, learn how to forgive yourself. Forgive that other person. To find God. To pray, to meditate, to heal. Give yourself time. And be easy on yourself. Don't be so hard on you. You don't have to be. And with love, I want to say, move on, ladies. You can do it. Until next time, this is Rose Petal Journals. Let's move on.